Don't you for you and kill all your children, because I'm psychotic. I'm the new world order. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, the lighter side of genocide, and incidentally, the CIA's newest informant. Now, my very special guest, Chris Maple, and joins us from the former USSA. Welcome back from break.
Thank you, Vinnie.
The medical industry puts the hell in healthcare. You know, it's basically just this big satanic torture cult. You know, I'm not afraid to say that, because let's look at the facts on this one. Have a look at the history of psychiatry. What did they do to all those mental patients in Bedlam and in old England? Oh yeah, that's right. They dunked them into baths of freezing cold water. They locked them in coffins and buried them, and then uncovered them. They ripped them apart with the rack and stuff like that. Okay, these are torturous monster lunatics who are playing God. Okay, now, I'm not bagging the whole medical profession or the whole of the psychiatric industry with this, but those are the people who created the industry, and invariably a large amount of the people that wind up getting through this type of training process wind up with a particular mindset, which is what produces these type of stereotypical, powerful sociopaths who will do anything for a trip to Fiji.
What we hope to expose in this film is just that there, you know, that, and one thing we're finding in this film too, Vinny, which is kind of alarming, is, you know, typically these physicians who we approach, not too many are willing to discuss these topics. Only once they're retired, they'll tell you everything you want to know. And that's just even, you know, sickens me a little bit more, is that a lot of them just may be aware of what it is they're doing, but they don't want to rock the boat. They, you know, they have to look out for themselves, their family, their finances, whatever you want to call it. It's not until they're in their retirement stage that, you know, they'll come forward with these truth.
But by then, it is already too late. This is why people need to have a sense of responsibility. This is why people need to be held accountable. This is why people need to raise their kids properly, to have discipline, moral, ethic, not to lie, not to sell out, not to cheat people, okay, not to hurt people. There is a very good reason why parents taught their children those kind of principles, because otherwise you get criminal psychopaths who don't give a flying F about any form of life. Running the whole place and having inordinate amounts of power and the ability to take life and liberty away from people without any frickin' oversight, okay? Founding fathers knew that democracy would be a very, very dangerous thing, which is why they stipulated very specifically that they didn't want a democracy, they wanted a republic. Because in a democracy, hey, whoever has the biggest media campaign to convince 51% of the population wins. So that means the wealthiest scumbags wind up getting elected in a democracy full of poor people who get made incredibly destitute every election, progressively.
You look at these politicians, and unfortunately, you're right, they're not looking out for you or I or the people. It's not about the people anymore. It's about these entities that are created, these corporations that hold no liability.
Well, we're getting steps towards police being immune. I mean, you know how it's all one step, two step, three step with these people. They'll pass a little law to erode your liberties or to give less accountability to a particular force, you know, one step at a time. Well, right. We've just had a law passed that means that any police officer, even if they're off duty, not in uniform, if they get hit or smacked or anything like that, it counts as assaulting a police officer. So it means that person has the power of a police officer even when they're off duty.
Well, great.
Right? It means that basically they're above being a normal citizen. Basically, when you're a police officer, basically, the law no longer applies to you because you have discretion.
That's right.
And police use discretion. shit on each other all the time. But you get one little 16-year-old or 18-year-old kid who's smoking a joint in the park. Oh, boy, we need to slam him to the ground. Put the boot down on his neck. Spray him in the face. Look, he's waving that joint at us. Spray him in the face with the mace. Tase him. Tase him. He's wriggling. He's trying to get away. Yeah. I just saw a video, right, of these two thug cops grab a guy out of a wheelchair and slam him viciously on the pavement, okay? And there was blood from his face all over the pavement, and the people around these police officers just stood there.
Wow, yeah.
It was so horrifying, man, and... it reminds me, though, of what I actually wanted to see happen. Was there was a soccer game out in, I think it might have been South America or Portugal, somewhere, where a guy ran onto the field, you know, one of the crowd members, and he got down on the ground, you know, the security got him, and then the security started hitting him while he was down on the ground, and then one of the soccer players came over and did a flying kick at him. And then all of a sudden all the other soccer players came in, and all of a sudden all these cops were like, uh-oh, we got a real problem on our hands, as all the crowd started surging in on them. And it was like, yeah, boy, that's what should have happened. But instead, you saw a man taken out of his wheelchair, slammed to the ground, and bleed from the face while everybody looks on and is speechless.
Right. It's,
you know, that's the difference between America and other countries, is that Americans have been so well brainwashed, so well contaminated, are their water supplies, air supplies, food supplies, etc., etc., etc. Everything is sick and contaminated in America in this day and age. And information, I think, is the cure.
What we're finding is deceit running through all of it. Cover-ups and, I mean, you name it, just to keep things going the way they're going.
Basically, if you were to apply a Hollywood intrigue movie that involves high levels of government and some description of grand conspiracy to overthrow the United States and to take over the world, etc., and you apply it to the real world, it's basically a match. Where do you think Hollywood gets these ideas from? You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guests, Chris Maple and Paul Wittenberger from The Great Culling, and you can check that out on Facebook there. Because when we talk about the New World Order, when we talk about filmmaking, when we talk about the spreading of information, know that it is the most powerful weapon in our arsenal. In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, frontline. Listen, consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too bad. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.